Authorities in New Mexico are continuing to investigate the fatal shooting last week on the set of the Western movie Rust. The shooting involved a prop gun fired by actor Alec Baldwin. A live round inside the gun killed the film's cinematographer and injured the director. The incident has raised safety concerns in Hollywood and elsewhere about the use of prop guns on sets, with some in the industry calling for an end to it altogether. Another Western is just out and making news for the right reasons, according to our critic Bob Mondello. The Harder They Fall opens this weekend in theaters and starts streaming on November 3rd. The film boasts an A-list cast, including Idris Elba and Regina King. And yes, it has lots of guns and gunfighters. Bob says it also boasts lots of style to spare.
Here I come. A train in the middle of nowhere, chugging toward an outlaw gang on horseback. Regina King, in a long coat and bowler hat, staring down the engineer from her perch right on the tracks. With a squeal of brakes, he manages to stop before hitting her, but he's ticked, and she's armed with a pistol.
What the hell are you doing? I ain't nowhere to board a train, you damn stupid...
And he should maybe not have led with a slur.
You know, he might could have said nincompoop.
We ain't no nincompoop.
Regina King is treacherous Trudy Smith, here with a gang to free their jailed leader, Rufus Buck.
Open it.
What they don't know is that while they're doing that, they're being robbed by another gang that includes Nat Love, stagecoach Mary Fields, and a quick draw show-off named Jim Beckworth.
Admit it. I'm lighting with the blam blams.
Also on screen, Bill Pickett, Cherokee Bill, Sheriff Bass Reeves, and I'm telling you all their names because while the film's revenge-crazed plot is made up, these people are real. A quick Google check will establish that they were celebrated black frontiersmen and frontierswomen in the 1800s. The film has brought them all together, though they probably never met in real life, because they've been mostly erased from Hollywood's Wild West. They are plenty vivid here, not just Idris Elba's murderous buck smashing the gold teeth of a sheriff he hired and levying a tax on his townfolk.
Ain't nobody to leave town until we collect it all.
But also Jonathan Majors as Nat Love, who spent a lifetime tracking him down.
Where is he?
Where is who?
I'm speaking English, yeah?
Sound like English to me.
Mm-hmm. Where's Rufus Buck?
And Zossie Bates as Nat Love's gal, stagecoach Mary, who risks her life by tangling with her opposite number.
Ghastly Gertrude Smith. I prefer treacherous Trudy myself, but I'll take it. What brings you to my town?
I heard Rufus Buck was back.
News travels fast.
I have an offer he might want to hear about.
Well, any offer you got, you can make it to me.
I don't do business with the help.
All of this is stylized to a cinema-conscious fare-thee-well by first-time feature filmmaker James Samuel, who is such an accomplished multi-hyphenate here, director, co-writer, producer, composer, and singer-songwriter, that when a character named James showed up briefly, I half expected him to be playing him. But he stays behind the camera, blending Tarantino-esque splatter and a seriously hip soundtrack with open skies that'd make John Ford proud, along with ambushes, shootouts, holdups, and just one broad wink about race, a visual joke when the film visits a lily-white town that's as whitewashed, literally, as Hollywood's westerns have mostly been metaphorically. A brief reminder that The Harder They Fall is colorful in very smart ways. I'm Bob Mondello.